long periods of that, you're going to get that 3 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to the players in there. I don't know whether to be angry, sad, frustrated, because they put so much into the game, and there was periods in the game that I felt, you know, with an opportunity to kill it off, 2v1 situations again, we just missed a pass, or we just cut out. Keepers had a great save, but oh, I know the referees gave it a bye kick. Dom showed a bit of magic and gets a goal, obviously. And I felt comfortable, you know, even though Raith are a good side and I know they can ask questions of you, but I felt comfortable because I thought our good players were playing well, they were picking up a lot of the ball, they were getting good areas of the pitch. But, as I say, yet again, I just think it's on the goal, it's things you do every day. You talk about every day about clearing your box, and the ball's at the edge of your box, and you don't move up, you stay in your goal. There is no room for error, but we've got to go and close the ball and press the ball, and we've got to get hit with that one. We've got to take a sore one for that. You've got to take one for the team, as they say. And they moments are the things that cost you. And as I say, I'm really disappointed because I thought they put so much in, you know, put so much effort. I know they're so desperate to win, and you can see I'm trying to get them forward, and they're wanting to drop because it's, you know, it's deep in the game and it's late in the game. And I know it's human nature to do that, you know, but it's the one thing I talk about all the time. Clear the box, it gives everyone an opportunity. You can go out to block the ball quicker. It makes it a bigger area that the keeper can see. And we didn't do that at a vital time, and it cost us dearly.
Is that tension due to the circumstances?
Probably is. You know, I don't know. I still think I've got good enough players that know that they've got to go out and not get hurt at moments like that. You know, that's the thing that gets you 3 points. You know, taking one in the chin or the face or the belly, whatever you want to call it. You've got to have that guts to succeed. Football's no pretty all the time. You've got to show that dirty side. And that's why I'm frustrated, because I thought they'd put so much into it. They'd worked so hard to get the 3 points, and it was in the palm of their hand, and it was snatched away from them. But I think I'm going to take it down to our own fault, because I just thought at that moment, a vital moment, we didn't do what we talk about every day.
For vast majorities of the game, do you think that was one of the better performances under your reign?
Yeah, well, I think the two boys, the two wide players, played exceptionally well today, and especially first half. And I say we got into really good areas. The pitch, I thought we should have fed them more in that period, because they picked up fantastic areas to get the ball, and we didn't do that well enough. I thought we went square a couple of times, or back, when we should have played that one forward. We talk about that all the time, but the boys picked up good areas, and that was moments to kill the game and kill the opportunity, because we'd forward players then, we'd free players if we broke that line. And if we'd have done that more often, because I think you see the way Dom started the game and Ryan started the game, they were getting into their positions and we're just missing that final pass. And they're crucial, because one goal's always dangerous for anyone, you know. You know you're always in the game if you're one down, and you know when you're in front, you know it's a dangerous position if you don't concentrate and don't make errors and have that guts and say to step up the pitch. And we didn't do it at a vital time, it cost us dearly. But listen, I think the last three games have showed great guts, determination after the debacle I felt at Queen of the South. I think that they've done that, you know, and that's great credit to them. I see that effort, I see that commitment all the time. But we've got to try and put performance in. It's going to win us games, and you've got to hurt to win at times, you know. And it's that moment tonight there, I just think, it's cost us dearly and cost us and two extra points.
You mentioned that moment of magic from Don Thomas. I guess that's the kind of thing that, you know, he's capable of doing, as you well know.
Absolutely. I've said he's a match winner. He always has been. I think he's a top player, you know. You're getting the things that we asked him to do, and he's worked really, really hard to try and do that. And I think he'll see he's getting his rewards for doing that, you know. And I think he's got the team, he's working so hard for the team, he's leading it, his endeavour and his commitment, never mind his talent on the ball, and he knows what he's got to do off the ball, and he's doing that, you know. And if he does that, I know I've got a match winner, you know, and he's more than capable of that, and I'm delighted for him. He showed great guts to keep going and keep going. But he knows what I expect of him. He knows he's got to keep that standard up all the time, as they all have to do, because football's no easy. You've got to work really, really hard at it. You've got to be determined every single day. You've got to practice every day to be the best. You've got to work hard every day. You've got to sacrifice every day to be a top player. And as I say, there's no doubt he's a top player, you know.
You can see tonight how much the fans wanted you to win as well. It must be equally disappointing to send them away with the draw.
Yeah, absolutely gutted. I was obviously hoping that when we get the goal, you know, you're going to send them home happy. Not the disappointment they get at the end of the game, of course. I understand 100%, you know, because you've got it in the palm of your hand, and I know the way they're feeling, I know how we're feeling, so it's in equal measure. So just gutted for them that we couldn't get that first victory in a derby match, which would have been fantastic for everyone.
Okay guys, thanks very much. Thank you.